This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
See, I can see Nick doing aerobics to this.
All I know is I walked in the studio and your knees are on the chair. Your
bent
ass
over.
Your ass
I'm
is
doing
up
the Jennifer
in the air.
Beals.
The who?
Was that her name? Jennifer Beal.
No, Jennifer Beal was, she's a, no.
Jennifer Beal. Flashdance.
Oh, I'm thinking of Jessica Biel.
Yeah, Jennifer Biel or Beals is Flashdance.
Was it S or Z?
S.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, it is right, isn't it?
Look at you.
Oh, uh-huh.
Your Flashdance knowledge is impressive.
It's a maniac, buddy.
You're who was that? Who? What year was the film released?
Sambello. Michael Sambello sings this song, Nick.
Flash something.
It's Flashdance theme, but yeah. Jeez.
I don't know who sings the song. I don't. I really don't. I don't
I'll
know.
Find it. What was your question, Barry?
No, I'm sorry. I was distracted because I pulled up Wikipedia, and I forgot that I was doing something on Wikipedia. I was going to create an entry for somebody.
Hey, you're the one that was saying we weren't supposed to talk about it. I'm going to let you guys get in trouble.
I'm not doing it now. I just decided it's too much work.
You guys?
Yeah, it was too much work.
You were going to what? Wikipedia page your camel champ?
No. Should I say?
No, I wouldn't. Just stay away from it. It's
okay.
Not good.
No, I was going to create a Wikipedia page for someone that doesn't have one but should, and it just became too much work. Oh. Have you ever tried to do anything on Wikipedia?
No.
It's not easy. It's it's easier to travel internationally, feels like. There's less.
You can still cut and paste on Wikipedia, can't you?
You.
By the way, I was right. Michael Sambello, Flashdance, Maniac.
All right. So we talked about this already, but on the text line, this is LJ Kawhi to Houston. Would it work? I'm sure they could figure it out.
Happen.
It ain't happening.
Just yeah. Keep your pipe dreams to yourself.
Yep. Did you see the undefeated All-Star snub team? Since we're talking
again,
about that, I know you don't
it's
care.
It's paining me that we're talking about this. So the answer
Lou
to that
Williams,
question is no.
Lou Williams was the guard. Chris Paul was another guard. The front court of Paul George and Blake Griffin and Andre
Blake Griffin
Drummond.
Didn't play enough games. Drummond has a legitimate beef.
Why they have Dwight Howard on here, I don't know.
God.
Ben Simmons was a wild card.
I'll give him that.
Okay. So that was their all snub team.
Here's
That's
the
all.
Thing.
I just wanted to get that out.
It just annoys me. And where are you on the uniforms? Because I brought it up to you in the break. The uniforms have leaked. They're black and white. They have the big logo of whatever team you're representing. I love going back to the day where the uniforms had the style of the team that was the city that was hosting it. San Antonio had the funky Fiesta Texas colors with the pink and the teal and the orange. I remember the Phoenix ones had the cactus on them. And I like the fact that, you know, either that or when they went red, white, and blue with the East and the West and made them look like old
right.
school. There's been a lot of cool all-star uniforms that I like a whole lot better. Even the ones in New York, when they went back to the way they used to be with the names more on the waistline, the last mm-hmm. names on the mm-hmm. back. I just...
Where is it this year, the all-star
LA.
Game? It's in L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I wouldn't mind them going like an old school...
Lakers
or even Clippers.
What
or...
would be cool would be the Lakers against the Clippers, and each uniform represent one of the other teams.
Purple and gold on one side, and
red,
white,
blue
on the other.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'd be so much more for that than these generic black and white jerseys that are just blah.
I haven't seen them this year.
Check it out. They've leaked all over the place. You can check that out. To me, so far, I'm just not... The draft, and everybody wants to talk about this All-Star game. And the biggest snub to me, and here's where this is the best argument I can give you to, again, why Chris Paul doesn't deserve it, because hell of a player, one of the greatest point guards of all time. But look, he's just not having the year because he's missed too many games. But he's come every year, his name's going to be mentioned. Lou Williams, this is probably it. This is the one year as a guy that's a sixth man to begin with. So he's coming off the bench, so he's already behind the eight ball. But the season that he's had, the numbers he's put up, the consistency he's brought to the table for a team that has had none and has lost Blake Griffin and is still relevant, This is like his one and only shot, and he doesn't get it because of reputations and other things from other guys. That's the kind of thing that bothers me.
So correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't keep up with it, because I don't care.
Got a 50-point game.
All that much about it. How much of it is fan vote?
It's like three different ways. The players have a vote. The fans, I think it's 50% fans, and then the players vote amongst themselves, and it's split up in a funky way. But because remember, the big thing was Charles Barkley said the reason why LeBron wasn't unanimous was because he's a drama queen, and that stirred some people up too. But the fact of the matter is that if you just watch the games on a consistent basis in the NBA, you realize Lou Williams is having just one of those years where he just needs to be rewarded.
Yeah, but you can't blame. I mean, who is he going to blame? If the fans don't like you, then you're not an all-star.
Because they don't know his name. Like, they know the big names. A lot of the fan vote is going to be all a popularity contest of just names they know. They're not looking at how much is he averaging. They don't realize Andre Drummond leads the league in rebounds. They don't care. They just care about the names of the people that they know the most from marketing, from, you know, hype, all the other stuff. So those guys are going to get screwed 50% of the votes already. But somehow, some way.
Who would you bump, though, for Lou Williams?
I'd have to look at the rosters again. But look, I'm probably going to, you know, stir some people up with that. But at the same time, I think when a guy deserves it, he deserves it, period. Because, again, most of these guys, you're not going to make it every year. You're not going to be up for it every year. So just to be considered, you know, in a year what you're just playing your ass off, I think you reward those guys, too. Baseball has a fine way of doing it. They find a way to get at least one guy from every team, and they find guys that are having the best year. So.
Now, that's different, but that's going to be – there's more positions, too, so they have room to do that. You can throw a guy in middle relief that's, you know, what's his name, Neshek. You can – hey, Philly sucks. There's – you know, let's throw Neshek on there just so Philly has some representation. But it's not as easy when there's five positions and, you know, five or seven.
Here's the thing. Personally, to me – I can tell you one name off the top that'll stir some stuff up, but that's fine. Klay Thompson, to me, is not having an all-star type year.
So you would replace Klay with Lou Williams?
I would consider it for sure. Yeah, I want to find a spot for Lou Williams on that team. And if that hurts some feelings, I'm sorry. But Klay Thompson, based on the year that he's, you know, Curry's been had big game. When they're both in the lineup, Curry and Durant are the first two options. And to me, the overall game of Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and I get it, he's part of... Part of it, he's a victim of the system. But without Klay Thompson, the Warriors are still winning games.
He's second in the NBA in three-point percentage.
Fine. Let him shoot the three-point contest then. But overall, from what Lou Williams has done for the Clippers this year, Lou Williams deserves a spot on that team. That's all I'm saying.
I wish I could do a side-by-side comparison. I mean, it's probably a good choice if you're going to bump anybody.
Yeah.
It's probably not a bad choice.
And I'm not trying to slight Klay Thompson. It's just that he has fallen back because of adding Kevin Durant, because of the way they play, and because of, you know, what each of those guys does. But at the same time, without Lou Williams, the Clippers aren't even sniffing the eighth or ninth spot.
So here you go, stat line wise. 23.3 a game for Lou, 20.4 for Klay. Mm-hmm. All right, so advantage Lou. Mm-hmm. Field goal percentage, 45.1% for Lou, 48.5% for Klay Thompson. Klay shooting 44.9% from 3-point range. Lou shooting 40.5. Mm-hmm. And then free throw percentage, no one cares about, but 87-90. I mean, all things considered, it's relatively equal. So I could see that. And Lou's at, like you said, he's kind of at a disadvantage from coming off the bench. When he's getting starters minutes,
though. Well, think
about
this, too. When you want to talk
about
percentages.
He's averaging 32 minutes a game. Klay's averaging 34. So it's not a huge discrepancy.
No, it's not.
And he's getting a run against the second team.
Okay,
so that might enhance his numbers.
Well, let me give you the flip side of that, too. When you talk about percentages. From a percentages standpoint, I would tell you that I think Klay Thompson gets more open shots than Lou Williams, especially when Blake Griffin was out, because everybody knew this was the guy that could score. So he's going to get tougher looks. He makes a ton of difficult shots, and he has to shoot a whole lot more than Klay Thompson does, because he didn't have a whole lot of help.
Yeah.
So, you know, otherwise percentages, I get it. They're factoring into any decision. But to me, I just think all things considered, and like I said, Lou Williams, you ever think he's going to get a sniff of it again?
No. What about a guy like LaMarcus Aldridge? What about
he's
replacing
him? He's
having
a hell
him?
Of a year. I mean,
he is, but his numbers are equivalent to Williams and Thompson, all things considered.
I would not have my feelings hurt.
Because you've got Draymond, you know, you've got... Anthony Davis and mm-hmm. Durant. And
I could see that. I would be totally fine. Anthony as Towns. Long as Lou Williams gets on. LaMarcus Aldridge, to me, was a dog last year and dogged it because of it, because he was pouting. But he's having a good year. But I just think Lou Williams deserves to be a spot on that team. How about that?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right, so again, it's pained me. We've gotten enough All-Star talk. But we got other things we can talk about. If there's something on your mind, chime on in. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, tweet. We're here till 4, then we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz, and they'll take you home till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Do you have the time to listen to me?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back in the final hour of The Usual Suspect. It's Way Back Wednesday, where we chose pre-2000 tunes that make you work out.
Or in the case of Nick, just whatever.
Or in the case of
Barry. You work
Barry.
Out to this, Nick?
Probably not.
At least he's honest.
I love you so much for admitting it, though. It's I a, probably bigger don't. Balls than Joel and I would
I
have.
I just figured it's an upbeat just like, rock song.
No.
I give you credit for that, too, yeah. But at the same time, great. At least you followed instructions and stayed within the protocol.
Exactly.
Because me and Joel would have been like, oh, yeah. And knowing damn well we
Dude,
don't.
Dude, last week when I was doing sets, this got me right over the top, man.
I just love you. You were like, probably not. No. God, that was so funny, dude. Oh, God. That's hilarious.
You wouldn't work out to this, though?
Hell no.
I wouldn't mind it.
I wouldn't
it's
mind
Blink,
it either.
It's Blink, right? Blink 182?
It's no, too fast.
Green Day. Oh, but Green yeah. Day.
You've got to have something that, like, if you're lifting weights, you know, what are you, like, going super fast lifting weights or running, you'd die.
Yeah, but you don't have to do everything to run the this tempo fast. Of the song.
That's the whole point, though, right?
No, it isn't. Sometimes it's a song that just motivates you. I mean, no, you think anybody's doing sets to the horns intro to Rocky?
Yeah.
No.
Running? That's a great running
that.
Song.
So it fires you up when you're
yeah,
gives
it's
you
running
some,
or
an adrenaline
shadow
boost
boxing.
When you're lifting.
Okay, I guess whatever.
Okay.
I would
basically
shadow box.
Done with workout tunes and All-Star games. How about that today? All
well,
right.
Well, we've got yeah, 45 minutes more of workout tunes, and the caller wants to talk All-Star.
Curtis
games.
Wants to talk Klay Thompson, so let's get this out of the way. Curtis, what's up?
First, I got a couple quick things for Barry.
Okay.
First, Barry, it's glad to see you working on the weekend since you took about 2 months off for Christmas. secondly, I got I found an exotic animal store that will send me a huntsman spider directly from a
from where?
A what?
Your house.
Wait, say that again.
A huntsman spider from Australia.
Oh hell no. No, Curtis.
You don't remember me telling you about it?
Yeah, I remember.
So excited about it.
I don't want that. No.
Curtis, can you if you can FedEx it and keep it alive, I'll give you his address.
Curtis, I will call the police on you. I don't even know if they'll come out, but I will call them. Don't you do that to me.
All right. Well, anyways, on Klay Thompson, I'm kind of on Joel's side here with this. I got Klay Thompson. I think he's not saying he's not a good player. I think he's a very good player. But I think you asked Rockets or a Russell Westbrook had to for the Thunder, he is not going to be the same player. He's not someone that has great handles that can create offense or plays for himself. He's not someone that's good at driving to the basket. He is a three-point specialist and a great defensive specialist. You take away Curry, you take away Draymond Green, even before Kevin Durant, he's not going to have the free open space to shoot those threes and score the points he does. I just think that he is kind of a product of the team that he's on as far as how successful he's been to this point. I still think he's a good player, but I think if he is asked to lead his own team, he's not going to be half the player he is. And that's why I agree with Joel on that.
Thanks, Curtis.
Yeah, look, man, good call.
Fantastic points. And the best point you could make is, If you let him lead his own team, would he be? He's just not a flashy player, but he's a solid player. I mean, I understand that he's saying he's a 3-point specialist and he's a defensive specialist. That's fine, but don't limit him. His all around game is solid.
He can play everywhere.
Make mid range
shots.
Both
sides of the court. He can drive. He can drive. He can run the break. I mean,
he's some hops. Yep.
But he's not the top two or three at some of that stuff.
Right.
But I think that because it sounds almost like you wanted to use the label role player, and he's more than that. Yeah. He's more than that. But he made some valid points about what he can and can't do and with who and what. So
no doubt. All right.
Okay, so I found this thing, and I wanted to see if any of these names impress you. I found this aging musicians still with us in 2018. This is a list of musicians 70 or older that are still alive. This year, and I thought this list is actually pretty impressive, especially when you consider how old these dudes are. Sammy Hagar, we'll start off at the very bottom. Sammy Hagar is 70.
Here's a guy, just to me, I guess he doesn't age.
Yeah.
I just don't see him as 70.
What weirded me out is Elton John is 70. So Sammy Hagar and Elton John are the same age. And I'm with you. Sammy Hagar seems like he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
Some others in their 70s, Meatloaf and Don Henley. Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates is 71.
Really?
Barry Gibb is 71. Cher is 71. She looks 71.
Well, and that's after how many surgeries?
Cher's like, that car that you can tell has been in a wreck, but they did some Bondo work on it. And it's like, okay, it looks almost the same, but not quite. Bob Seger, 72. Eric Clapton, 72.
Those are that's a good comparison right there. Both those guys kind of look similar.
Yeah.
I can buy it for both of them.
Bette Midler, 72. Gladys Knight.
Bette Midler looks 82.
Yeah. Gladys Knight, 73.
She just played the Astros gala last Friday night.
And Diana Ross, 73.
And still shopping at Marshall's.
Yep. Rod Stewart, 73.
He takes care of himself pretty
well. He doesn't do too bad. Guess how old? So, and then now we'll just do some random ones here. Smokey Robinson, take a guess. He's over 73.
I was going to say closer to 80.
He's 77.
Okay.
Can you believe that? Keith Richards, I would have thought older.
This dude's like 163.
He's 74.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, not too bad.
A hard life, but he's had a good life.
Mick Jagger, also 74. Aretha Franklin, 75. Neil Diamond, 76. Ringo Starr, 77. Smokey Robinson, 77. I'm like, dude, Tina Turner is 78. Can you believe that?
She still looks pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, Little Richard is 85.
You would take Tina Turner at 78 over Cher.
Oh,
at
yeah.
70 whatever.
Yeah, 71.
I was going to ask you, because when she did the video on the battleship.
Black
with
don't
just
crack.
She did the video with the strap in the back.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that is the nastiest looking thing in my life. I would not even get remotely interested in that. But Tina Turner's legs and everything, she got pretty solid for a long time.
For 78, for a gilf. Yeah.
Yeah, you're lifting to this, by the way.
Totally.
All right, here you go. So Quincy Jones, 84. Willie Nelson, 84. Little Richard, 85. Loretta Lynn, 85. And the highest one on this list, Tony Bennett, is 91.
And my mother-in-law was even bringing this up. She watched some special with him recently. He's still out there performing, singing every note to every song and dancing around and loving life at 91. More power to him, man. Yeah. That's a hell of a life.
Yeah. Somebody texted the show and said, Joe better not FedEx no damn spider. I'll find out where he lives. I've worked for FedEx.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. I've got my buddy's wife is way up in FedEx. He'll find out where you live. Or she will. By the way, shout out to in that list.
Uh-huh.
The first American white rap star has got some health issues. Neil Diamond, 77, not touring anymore because he's dealing with what's Michael J. Fox have?
What does he have?
I'll tell you. I don't know.
We'll look it up.
Yeah, he just.
By the way, apparently
he's got Parkinson.
Yeah, Willie Nelson is not doing well.
Really? I was going to say there's a guy that looks like he'll never die.
Yeah, he's not been doing well. So he's 84.
Shout out to Willie. Shout out to Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond's got Parkinson's, not touring anymore, but says he's still going to stay dedicated to his music, recording, singing. But the bottom line was they showed him in concert the other day, and his hand was shaking uncontrollably, and you just feel for that.
Yeah, that sucks.
So there you go. There's a little bit of music within the sports. We'll take a break and wrap it up with the final half hour of the Big Show. Don't go anywhere. Then we'll turn it over to the Blitz. It's ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. It's a Way Back Wednesday. It's workout songs pre-2000, unless you're Barry, and then you do what you like. And we continue to roll on.
Yeah, somebody was busting my chops. Jay Nix was like, dude, Tina Turner, that's a jam for middle-aged women to jazzercise to. And I was like, no, I'm not. These aren't my workout songs. Once you have a taste of victory, that's all that's on your mind. It's all you care about, is being a champion. That's what my songs are about.
You and the Astros. Similar. I think people would do comparison shopping there and be struggling all day which team to choose.
I would.
Team Barry.
I'm glad you recognize. I'm glad
you might be on the fence right now.
Yeah, maybe.
I know.
But this song right here, this Criss-Cross song, you would work out to this for sure, right?
Yeah, I would.
You gotta remember, we have to still uphold the before 2000 theme. So it's like, what would be a
good... I will agree with that. That there were several songs I would have put on there. Yep. Before,
yeah,
yep.
There were plenty of songs that you could have, guys, both could have put on your list. Not that trash garbage that y'all came up with. I'm so disappointed. I wish
just
I would have done a list.
Just go review your list.
I'm surprised
you
guys didn't say
sucked.
Anything about the Offspring one.
I wish I would have done a list because I would have won this hands down instead of just going with songs about being a champion and victory. Because your workout playlist was garbage, guys. Garbage.
You go back and roar garbage. When you have time. You just go back
you're
and roar.
You're lucky that it wasn't
just
pre-2000.
Just go back and roar.
All right, I've got some prop bets for you for Donald Trump and Super Bowl 52.
Okay.
Here's three Donald Trump Super Bowl LII.
Is he going to be there?
Well, okay, so that's the first one.
Oh, okay.
Prop bet number one, will Donald Trump attend the game? Yes, plus 400. No, minus 600. What would you put your money on?
I'm going to go no.
Okay. I think he's way too much of an attention whore not to attend.
That's a good point.
Didn't he walk? Where was it that he walked out?
He just did the national championship game.
Yes. So he's going to be there for the Super Bowl. That's he needs the help. Will Donald Trump take part in pregame interview on NBC? Yes is plus 360. No is minus 500.
If he's there, he will, but I'm betting that he's not going to be there, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to go no, even though I think he'll be there.
Okay.
Because I don't think he wants to be put on the spot. All right, the third one is, these you can actually bet on these in Vegas. Total number of Donald Trump tweets during the game. Over 2.5 is minus 115. Under 2.5 is minus 115. So it's the same.
I'm going under.
You're going under 2.5 tweets for the game?
Yeah.
I'm with you. I think it'll just be Tom Brady.
You
kind of
see on his timeline, it's kind of spread out when he does tweet.
It's
not like
plus he'll be eating junk food,
and that too.
He's got presidential things to do.
Well, he's got. I don't know what he's doing, but he does have.
He doesn't either.
Time in between tweets.
Yeah, that his timeline is. Yeah, I think you might see something like. Tom Brady is a great American and a champion just like me. Not me, but yeah, me. But Trump saying that, like comparing himself to Tom Brady, that wouldn't surprise me in the least. If there's a tweet where he congratulates Tom and they have a lot in common.
He's really tight with, what's his name, the owner?
Kraft?
Yeah, Robert Kraft. Yeah, they're okay. Tight.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go under 2.5 as well. I think he'll have a tweet like right at the end maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he's going to do too many. I don't think he'll do three. But, yeah, he'll probably – and you know what? He'll look at the anthem real closely, too. And if they all stand, he'll make some comment about that's how you're supposed to do it and honor your country and all that other stuff.
Somebody said that was Nelly's number one release prior to 2000. No, it was 2001.
Okay.
And somebody said lack of metal on the lists is disappointing.
I had Motley Crue.
Where's the Pantera? So, guys, I'm
there's metal and then there's that.
I mean, I had Megadeth on mine, so he's obviously not talking to me.
Yeah, you never.
He's
ever
talking
heard
to you guys.
No, I don't think you even listen to the song when you put it on the list.
Yeah, it's called Victory by Megadeth, and I love it.
I was worried the guy was going to swear. He sounded crazy on that track.
It's Megadeth.
Yeah.
They have
who
the
is
words,
Megadeth?
They have the words Mega and Death in their name. You
spell
thought
Megadeth?
It was going to be
spell Megadeth.
M-E-G-A-D-E-A-T-H.
Incorrect.
Megadeth.
Incorrect.
What?
Nope, that's not how they spell it.
Nick was looking at the remix. He was looking at the remix.
He's like, Maga Death.
No, Mega Death is not spelled that way.
Make America Great Again Death. Maga Death.
Nick was looking
the band.
At the Hard of Hearing site. It's Mega Death.
Look at the band.
D-E-T-H. Oh, yeah, sure enough.
See?
I have no idea.
Wow, gotcha.
He had no clue.
I have no idea.
The last time Barry listened to this, which was last night, because he listens to it all the time.
No, I literally Googled that while driving to work.
Not surprised.
Songs with the word victory in them.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, Megadeth. Whoa, prior to 2000, that's going on the list. I couldn't name you one Megadeth song. I couldn't name you a Pantera song. I've just never been a hardcore metal guy. I mean, 80s hair bands and stuff, yeah, but like Megadeth, Pantera. I only know... what's the name? Metallica.
Enter Sandman.
Yeah, I only know Metallica just because they've been more mainstream. But, yeah, I'm just not a metal guy. I'm sorry. I grew up listening to hip-hop, and that's the kind of the route I went most of my life. So
I did love me some Motley Crue.
I'm not knocking it, but I just don't know it.
Man, my warm-up music when I was warming up to pitch games, Motley Crue was definitely two, three
Shout
songs.
At the Devil?
No.
Why?
No, Kickstart My Heart and Wild Side.
Smoking in the Boys Room?
Wild Side, nope.
Oh, was that Kiss, Smoking in the Boys Room?
No,
it was. That was Motley Crue?
Smoking in the Boys Room, Poison Remade. But was it Poison that Bret Michaels? Poison?
Motley Crue did it.
Smoking in the Boys Room?
Yes.
I thought Poison Reed did.
Listen, I know my metal.
But they didn't do the original.
I just got through saying I don't listen to it. I know
Who
my
did
metal.
The original? Because they didn't do That's a remake.
Yeah.
That's a cover.
I'll look it up. Let's see. Original.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say.
What?
It just says they're dead.
Well, we knew that.
Didn't say.
They didn't make your list of live musicians in their 70s, so we knew they were dead.
No.
Who is it?
Smoking in the Boys Room, Rocker Dead, ABC News. What is this? Michael Cub Coda? The singer and songwriter of the 1970s hit Smoking in the Boys Room. There you go. Michael
I wouldn't guess that.
Coda. Nope. No clue who that is.
Me either. Nick, of course you
Brownsville
had that album
Station. At home. Brownsville Station.
Is that the band?
Yeah, I guess. Psh, I just saw that name pop up in the article. Don't get me lying.
I see it too.
No clue. This is his next
is this a
workout song.
Nick?
Yeah, it is. 311, this song.
You sure?
Yep.
Are you just trying to pull
this over is literally like this, the second or third album.
This is my favorite. When somebody texts the show and tells us to stop talking about something, I want you to know now that the next segment is going to be nothing but what you asked us to stop talking about. I love that. This guy put, yo, stop talking about metal. It's embarrassing. Hair metal isn't metal despite the name. We're talking all metal, and we're going to start with Striper next.
And you know what else is embarrassing?
What?
When you decide to text the show and take all that time to try and be pertinent and poignant in what you do.
And missing the entire point of what we were doing.
Carry on with
Good
your
job,
day.
Good job, buddy.
Sir, ma'am. We'll be back with the final segment. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects for the final segment of the show. Lots of critics out there today, boys. But by the way, Brother Bear tweeted us, Nick. It says, Ms. Feliciano, my former middle school teacher, is still hot at 70. Can't exclude Latinas. I'm thinking you get in touch with Brother Bear, you might be able to get Ms. Feliciano's number because it is Ms.
They do say Latinas age well.
Listen, well, I've not heard that.
Jeez.
I've heard black don't crack. I have not heard Latinas age well.
I've heard that.
Okay, well, we're getting different information.
Well, you should feel happy.
Why?
Because you're married to a Latina.
Well,
that's exactly what I was thinking when he went, aging, I haven't heard
she's
that.
She's aging perfectly.
Right.
But I'm just saying, we're talking generalizations, not specific examples.
Okay. I'll never say that comment again, Barry. He looks angry at me now.
No, not at all. I think when you look at it, I don't think white women age well. I don't think Latinas age well. Black women age very well. Overall, Asian women age very well. I don't know about Latinas and white women, though. Yeah, I don't know. Look, Joel's like, I'm not saying a word. You guys,
Joel,
are
what, is, what are your thoughts on Latinas
age? I think Latinas age beautifully.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I know why you do.
If you see Lisa's mom, there is no way you would think she's the age that she is.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
There you go.
All right.
There's an example.
All right.
She definitely looks like 10, 15, 20 years younger than she actually is.
I guess because I always think about, when I think about, I don't want to say elderly Latina women, but I guess old Latina women, mm-hmm. I always think about two people.
Okay.
Yolanda Saldivar, who killed Selena.
Oh.
Not an attractive woman at her age. And then, have you ever seen the movie Fools Rush In?
I believe I have.
It's with, is it Matthew Perry?
Is it?
From Friends.
Oh, I have seen it.
And Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek.
Do you remember when he goes to Mexico to get her and yeah. her grandmother is there?
I remember him meeting the family.
Remember the old lady in Mexico when he goes to her house?
I can't say I remember her.
She's a beautiful woman, but she didn't age well.
Okay.
And that's what popped into my head when you said that. And that's why I made the comment that I made. Just going off of what popped into my head. We right. just got through talking about Tina Turner at 70, and you still would.
I don't know if still. I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her real recently.
I mean, I don't know if I would with anybody at 70. I don't even know if I was 70 if I would with somebody that was 70, to be honest with you. I'd be like, yeah, you know what? We're past all that. We can just hang out and chat.
Once you said you still would, I'm like, I don't know if the would be.
I don't know.
Solid.
A lot of people want me to talk Striper. You want to break down some Striper jams?
Well, we know that we can get back to the All-Star uniforms, because wasn't Striper the one that had the B-looking yellow and black
the yellow
tights?
And black, that's right. Yep. The Christian rock, because mm-hmm. somebody was giving us crap about...
Everything.
Yeah, not talking metal.
No.
You had a story.
I do. Yeah. I wanted to bring this to you. Nick, this especially hits home for you, I'm sure.
Uh-oh. That's never good when he brings you up like that.
Because you, being the younger of the three of us, I'm sure you were a big Barney guy. Back in the day, the purple dinosaur was.
I know
your
what
thing.
You're talking about, but no, I was not. A
okay,
big
well,
guy.
You know, for those of you, maybe you're not in tune with it, but Barney, obviously, the purple dinosaur, everybody knows. But of course, there was the TV show, and there was a guy inside the costume that played Barney. In a classic case of where are they now? What would you think? Where would you guess the guy who played Barney is doing now?
Writing children's books or. He's
sitting in the jail cell next to Jared from Subway.
Okay. Well,
all right, it's possible.
Or he's like a Christian youth pastor at a church camp.
Would you ever in a million years think that that guy is now a spiritual healer using tantra massage? They last 3 to 4 hours. They cost $350. All female clients. That's only the kind of clients he accepts. And you can expect to receive a ritual bath, a chakra balancing, and a massage. And also on the menu, cosmic mind-blowing orgasms.
Wow, I really love you.
Exactly right. He boasts a 30-client list.
So he's got 30 clients that he's
suckered in. Or goddesses, as he calls them. And he unblocks the energy of 2 to 4 women a week, as he calls it. Unblocking their energy. It's a tad different than his work as a software analyst at Texas Instruments, a job he held for 6 years and landed shortly after graduating from ITT Technical Institute, more than just a commercial. It is a way of life. But he says his current work in Tantra does share many similarities to another job he held from 91 to 2001. That was when he was Barney, the beloved purple dinosaur on the hit PBS show. Okay.
I wonder how much that dude made doing
Does he
that.
Get royalties like every time they do reruns?
I don't know, because was there more than one Barney? Because you could just throw any chunky dude in the suit.
And... What about the voice, though?
Yeah, but oh, so was he the in the suit or was he the voice? That's
he
a good
point.
He
was in the suit, but I don't know if the same guy in the suit is also the voice.
I wouldn't think so.
Probably right.
Okay, I just pulled up that article that you sent, and this paragraph just sounds weird. Now, I'm gonna use the anatomically correct words for this, and I'm going to read this quote. So, Nick, you don't have to panic here. But when you were talking about
cosmic
mind-blowing orgasms, he said those can be achieved through massage alone, but the goal of a session is to fully release a woman's blocked energy. Mm-hmm. When the lingam,
penis,
also known as the penis, and the yoni,
vagina,
also known as the vagina, meet, there's a certain energy that takes place that hand on the body alone cannot create, says Joyner54, whose yogi-like presence is often accompanied by a warm smile. When we met the first of several interviews, even through G-spot massage, it's still not the same energy that flows.
Okay, so there's that quote, right?
What is this guy... Like, does he be like, hey, yeah, your energy's all clogged up. You're all backed up with energy. I need to get in there and unclog your energy canal.
Just wait. Did you read the whole article? Because here's the other thing. The guy that used to entertain children every morning in a suit, says, and I quote, "Before I got into the costume, I would pray and ask God to allow his loving divine spirit to flow through me through the costume and let that draw the kids."
Oh, no.
The energy would always draw them in.
Mommy, why is Barney's tail in the front?
Nick, that's not his tail. He may be headed for a jail cell next to Jared. Because he finished it with, "Children are more connected spiritually than adults. A lot of times when I see infants and I'm out and about at the grocery store or whatever, they start staring at me. I make the joke, you know who I am." That's just plain creepy.
That's creepy. You want to sit on Barney's lap? Like, what? You're not in a costume? Well, I'm still Barney. No, no, you're not. It's not the same.
Even his glamour shot is creepy.
That's not the same picture when I Googled it that they showed. That's weird.
Well, that's the shot that is up there.
Yeah, he does look kind of creepy there. He does look like he would try to explain to you that you have a lot of clogged energy in your
He looks like he might be doing like a remote mad sex R&B album.
Like, ma'am, your Virginia's all clogged with energy. I need to get in there.
Some Drano.
What does OU Mike want, Nick? Do you know
this
call's about?
He just called about 2 minutes ago.
It just says talk to the guys.
A lot of times when you see something like that, it's because the caller or the listener does not want to reveal.
Yeah, yeah. So be ready.
About. Bump the button.
Be ready to dump him, okay? But we're going to take his call. Okay. But just be ready. On the button. Oh, you, Mike, what's up, man?
Well, it sounds to me like you guys weren't affiliating Tina Turner and Nutbush together.
Because she's from there, Mike?
Look, and he hangs up.
Yeah. Coward!
Yeah, he just wanted to get on the radio and say Nutbush.
She's from Nutbush, Tennessee.
Yes. And oh, you, Mike, just had to point that out.
At least he researches.
God, I'm surrounded by children. OU Mike, of all people, would be the one to bring that up. Does the Barney guy do the voice during the massage and sex? There has to be at least one of those chicks with that kind of fetish. That would be kind of creepy.
Yeah. And how about this?
Be like, talk dirty to me. He'd be like, all right, you little minx. No. Talk dirty to me like Barney. Okay. Like, what?
God.
I'm going to unclog your Virginia. What? Barney, don't. That's weird.
Maya just texted me, "The conversation about Barney actor is beyond mind-blowing." And other things.
That's a poor choice of words, too,
and other
Maya.
Things, depending on how that goes. So,
all right.
With that, we put the wraps on another good show. And the rest of the week, it's me and Nick here. It's Barry there, as he will be in the great city of the Riverwalk. Performing his side job, his other job, his professional job. Well, you're both professionals.
I was going to say, yeah.
I knew you always get side jobs. You always get sensitive about that. You'll be performing at...
No, I don't.
You'll be performing at clubs.
I will be at the River Center Improv. If anybody knows anyone in San Antonio that wants to laugh, I'm there tonight. I'm headlining. And then Thursday through Sunday, I'm featuring for Tony Woods. So come by.
So if you're San Antonio Pete, because you obviously have too much time on your hands, get in the truck and get on over to San Antonio. Check
come
out
say
Barry.
Hi. Yeah, come say hi.
Give him some money for a change instead of just a hard time.
There you go.
That's it.
I like it.
All right, be safe on the road, Barry, and we will talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk to you guys the same way. Fred, AJ, John, The Blitz, they're next right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a good night, everybody.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.